Adjust the Goal by Krishna's Mercy.
Chaturvidha Bhajante Ma Janah Sukritino Run Arto Jigyasur Artharthi Jani Cha Bhartarsham.
Quote, O best among the Bharatas, Arjuna, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me: the distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.16.
Does every person approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the same reason? It seems to me that the obvious reason would be welfare in the afterlife. The spark for this interest would be awareness of eventual death. Even if a person learns of death and comes to grips with the reality, it doesn't necessarily hit home until there is a tragedy nearby. For instance, a friend or relative of a similar age passes on. They are no longer in this world. I cannot reach them by phone. I can no longer communicate with them. The same could happen to me. There is no guarantee that because I have certain living conditions I will be spared. This world is a dangerous place, after all. Violence can strike at any moment. Disease might already be inside, waiting to metastasize. Therefore, I approach God for some kind of resolution. I would like safe travels to the next world. No one else can give assurance. Even the faith in God is a little shaky. I am pretty sure He exists, but sometimes I doubt. Is this the way for every person? Or is there variety? Do certain people approach the Almighty for a different reason? Is one person's interest any better than the next?
The approach is always worthwhile. In it is the subtle acknowledgement of helplessness. Not everything is under our control. The latest genius idea of the super wealthy class is to build some sort of object to block out the sun in outer space. They are serious with this. They have made their billions. They have risen to the highest positions of influence. Delusions of grandeur naturally follow. They try to replace God. They try to take control of aspects of nature which are more powerful by a factor of a billion. The more honest person understands that they are practically helpless in this world. They could not control the time and place of their birth. They had to rely on parents and elders to guide them through the early years. There was 100% dependence on the caretakers. Bhagavad Gita reveals four general categories of people who approach God. One person is distressed and another is looking for wealth. One person has a spirit of general inquisitiveness, while another has some knowledge and is looking to fill in the gaps. If there were to be a priority system, the last person stands on top. This is because with proper knowledge they continue forward in devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Krishna, among many other names. This is due to his all-attractiveness. Without proper knowledge, there is always some kind of gap in the relationship. If I want money, I might forget God after having received what I want. There is the example in the Ramayana of Sugriva, the king of Vanaras. He eventually turned around, but the history is there for others to learn from. If I am inquisitive and thus get some knowledge, I might not be satisfied with what I hear. If I am distressed, as soon as the situation turns around, I might return to a life of illusion. I rationalize the decision by promising to return to God's area as soon as there is difficulty again. In truth, every approach is worthwhile. Every person who looks to God for help is blessed. This is because the goal can be adjusted. What I want today might not be what I want tomorrow. There is the history of Dhruva Maharaj. He went to the forest to meditate, to meet Vishnu in order to satisfy a personal desire.
Quote, in the Hari Bhakti Sudarhaya there is another example, forwarded by Maharaj Dhruva. He says there, "My dear Lord, I have practiced austerities and penances because I was desiring to receive something from you. But in exchange you have allowed me to see you, who are never visible even to the great sages and saintly persons. I had been searching out some pieces of broken glass, but instead I have found the most valuable jewel. I am therefore fully satisfied, my Lord. I do not wish to ask anything more from your Lordship."
The Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 46.
The potential became a reality. He eventually met Vishnu. But then desire changed. Dhruva adjusted the goal. Through intelligence he realized that the previous goal was not worthwhile. This is only natural. When I was a child, I might have desperately longed for a particular toy or game. I promised my parents that I would never ask for anything ever again. They relented. I got what I wanted. Sure enough, I asked for something else later on. In studying the lives of Vaishnava saints, we see that they have adjusted the goal to the point of not wanting anything from the Supreme Lord. If pressed on the issue, they will politely accept continued devotion, life after life. They do not mind going to heaven or hell. They do not mind living or dying. Wherever they go, they will see the lotus feet of the husband of the goddess of fortune protecting them. In closing, whether in hell or to heaven projecting, always seeing lotus feet protecting husband of goddess of fortune is he, possible directly to see, like Dhruva that meeting received, and folly of initial desire perceived, contact impurities to free, and different goal to see.